Well, it's the time of the year when we like to highlight developments in Michigan's robust tourism industry and also discuss some projects that are going on in the industry as we approach the halfway point of 2017. With me, our MSU tourism researcher, Dr. Sarah Nichols, and Christian Overland, who's the chair of the Michigan Travel Commission and executive vice president of the Henry Ford, a crown jewel in our state. Sarah, Christian, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Kirk. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sarah, let's remind our listeners, we've talked about it before, but you are instrumental in working with the industry to develop the Michigan Tourism Strategic Plan for 2012-2017. We are in 2017. Tell us about the implementation and what happens after the sunset year.
So indeed, we've been working for 4.5 years now on the implementation of the strategic plan. This was a plan that I had the pleasure and honor of working with the Travel Commission, as well as hundreds, if not thousands, of members of the tourism industry across the state on back in 2012. So really the intent of the plan was to develop a set of goals and objectives to help us grow Michigan's tourism industry, but also improve the industry. So we're lucky here in Michigan to have one of the best, if not the best, state tourism marketing campaigns. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that For people from outside of the state who've never been here, they see one of those fantastic Tim Allen voiced TV ads, and their expectations are set very high because that's what they see in here. What we realized in the industry is that we need to be delivering an experience for those people that see the ad and actually make the move here for a trip. We need to deliver them an experience that meets, if not ideally exceeds, those very high expectations. So the industry worked to develop a series of 8 goals that really help us to deliver what we call deliver on the Pure Michigan Promise. So deliver an experience in terms of the product we're offering, in terms of particularly the quality of the experience and the resources that we're offering to visitors that, again, exceeds those exceedingly high expectations that those fantastic ads set.
We're going to talk in a moment about one of the recommendations of that report, which you have implemented. It's called the Pure Award, which is very exciting. But what about beyond 2017? Has the industry had an opportunity? I imagine there's further planning as you look out beyond 17.
Absolutely. So one of the things we'll begin to do at the end of this year is evaluate our progress. So we are doing that on an annual basis, but at the end of this year, we'll look back over the 5 years and sort of grade ourselves as far as what we achieved, what still needs to be done. And we're already in the process of beginning to look at the current goals and objectives and really think about which ones have we achieved and we can cross those off the list, which ones do we still have work to do, which ones perhaps aren't relevant so much anymore, and what are some new objectives that have arisen with changes in the economy and technology and other aspects of Michigan and our tourism product that we need to be adding to the next plan. So it's really a rolling basis. There's always something to do and something to improve upon.
Christian, why don't you, for our listeners who may not be aware, but a little bit about the work of the Michigan Travel Commission, which you chair.
Well, thank you, Kirk. So the Travel Commission is made up of representatives of the tourism industry from all over Michigan, from the UP to the Lower Peninsula to both shores. And what's fascinating about it is our commission actually is a very robust leadership group that works hard to be an advocate for the industry, but also be creative and innovative in how we can implement the strategic plan. So, for instance, we move our meetings around the entire state to actually talk to the communities. We engage the legislature. We engage private businesses. We also work on policy as well, too. And one of the things that we try and do is be a good advocate about our resources and steward our resources, the tourism resources, whether it's the Great Lakes or whether it's natural or heritage resources as well, too. But what's fascinating about the group is their dedication to our great state of Michigan's tourism industry and growing that for the benefit of all of our citizenry.
Yeah, the tourism industry, depending on whose numbers you read, but we have manufacturing, we have agriculture, and we have tourism as the big three in the state of Michigan. And tourism for the last several years continues to grow.
It does. We have been on an upward swing for many years now. And what's really fascinating about it is that with the Pure Michigan campaign. It's become the best campaign in the tourism industry in the United States. Lots of awards, but its effectiveness is outstanding. And so for every dollar that we spend, I believe we're above $8 now, as far as a return in the industry to the state treasury. And so what's fascinating about that, too, is that people are becoming more aware of Michigan, not only just as a place to spend time and vacation, but also maybe as a place to live and bring a business and develop a workforce, too. So the Pure Michigan brand has been great to extend across the United States and now across the world.
We're talking Michigan tourism with Dr. Sarah Nichols, a researcher at Michigan State University, and Christian Overland, who is the chair of the Michigan Travel Commission. We talked about in the first segment, Sarah, the strategic plan, the five-year plan, 2012 to 2017. One of the components of that plan was something you call the Pure Award. Tell us a little bit about that, and we do have a 2017 winner.
We do. So the Pure Award is one of the initiatives that came out of the Resources and Environment Committee of the strategic plan. So again, there are eight committees working on eight themes, and this is one of those eight important topics. So the Resources and Environment Committee is interested to really work on sort of the recognition of all of the resources that we have to offer across Michigan. And when we talk about resources, we're not just talking about our natural resources. We have those in abundance. But we also have a lot of fantastic cultural and heritage, agricultural and architectural resources all across the state, you know, from downtown Detroit all the way up to the Keweenaw Peninsula and everywhere in between. And we want to promote those resources and encourage people to visit them and enjoy them. But we also recognize that we need to do our best to help protect and preserve them. So there's really a fine balance in terms of promotion and protection. So the Resources and Environment Committee wanted to highlight and recognize some of the work that tourism entities across the state are doing as far as putting into practice, so really implementing on a daily basis some initiatives that are really focusing on the stewardship of those resources. And a tourism entity could be a private company, but it could also be a public agency, it could be a not-for-profit, but any organization that has identified and has successfully implemented one or more practices that, again, is really working to steward our resources, to protect them into the future, and also doing a good job of showcasing those practices to encourage other entities across the state to adopt them as well.
Well, Christian, your winner this year, and I have not had the pleasure of visiting this place, but it's the Headlands International Dark Sky Park. And I understand that your glass blowers down at the Henry Ford actually had something to do with the creation of the award.
Yes, we were so happy to honor the Headlands International Dark Sky Park. It's the ninth international dark sky park in the world, the sixth in the United States. And the reason why they won is because as far as stewardship and resources and what they actually advocate for, they've done a terrific job of creating awareness of light pollution and preserving the sky, if you will. And in Michigan, let's face it, you go up north, it's so stunningly beautiful. You can see the Milky Way. And so for Headlands, we honored them at the 2017 Governor's Tourism Awards Conference there. And yes, you're right. Our glassblowers at the Henry Ford created a wonderful trophy, if you will. And it's actually a glass cast model of the Milky Way. And so using specks of gold dust to actually be this kind of translucent dark sky globe, if you will. But it has the Milky Way kind of in its large sense, the North Star, and, of course, the Big Dipper. So that was created, and we honored them. This is the second award we've given. The first one went to the Salmon Festival, and they won on their stewardship and sustainability of their event. They created a zero-carbon-based event and composting all their materials. So we celebrate this, we promote this, and the Pure Award follows the idea of Pure Michigan. You know, we are promoting a wonderful experience to come to Michigan to, you know, have a Pure Michigan experience, whether it's cultural, heritage, or natural resources, and the Pure Award is honoring those organizations that sustain and steward our resources forward.
Well, as long as we're talking about the Pure Award, there will be a 2018 winner as well for folks out there listening who might want to get engaged in the competition. How can they do it?
The easiest way would be to email me. And my email address is nicho210@msu.edu. We'll be announcing the application process probably in the next month, and the deadline will be in the first week of October.
Christian, I want to come back to the Henry Ford because you were gracious enough to come all the way up here. But I noticed in reading about the Henry Ford and your own background that you have been a staunch advocate of what you call conservation education. And frankly, you've been awarded by both the USDA and the U.S. Forest Service for your efforts. And how does conservation education fit in the context of the Henry Ford?
Well, Kirk, that's a great question. So if you think about the Henry Ford, we represent stories of mobility, stories of agriculture and the environment, communications information, power and energy, and design and making, and all that together. Think about, we also have Greenfield Village and a natural area back there. So for us, we don't just tell stories about manufacturing and the process of that. We also tell the stories of social transformation. And part of social transformation and social innovation is looking at not only the people that change, but how do we steward the world with us? So I mentioned one of our key categories, agriculture and the environment. So think about Henry Ford, the man himself. He was a conservationist, huge conservationist, migratory bird act he was instrumental in putting together. He also traveled around with John Burroughs, the naturalist, and you know quite a few other people that were actually advocating for conservation. Fast forward to today. Great story to talk about, one of our democratic values, the United States Forest Service. That opportunity for us to tell that story about our forests that are owned by the people and really is a responsibility of the people to steward forward too, is almost unique, I would say rare in the world that we have this kind of forest system owned by the people. And then you get into the national park system. So for us, we're a national historic landmark and part of the national park system. We are also a place that distributes tens of thousands of trees to school children a year across five states so they can go plant them and start their own seedlings and growing trees too. For us, it's learning by doing. You can learn history by reading a book, but why not learn history by doing it? And why not learn history of the natural world and how that works with the human-made world?
Sarah, as we've got about a minute and a half left here, as you look ahead to 2017-2018, some of the challenges for the tourism industry, and are we going to keep the funding for the Pure Michigan campaign, which you both have alluded to as one of the great advertising campaigns that we've ever seen in the tourism industry?
Well, I think absolutely. If you look at the return on investment, which is now over $8, I think it certainly makes financial sense to keep on investing in the campaign. We know that we're bringing, you know, many new visitors into the state because of their viewing of the ad. We also know that there are a lot of people around the country and internationally who haven't really seen those ads yet. So there's a lot of people still out there that we can reach. I think the outlook for the year in general is extremely positive. We've had multiple years now of sort of record years in a row. I don't see any reason why we can't repeat that this year, as long, of course, as the weather cooperates. That's always a key factor and one of those wild cards that absolutely none of us has any control over. Something else that the industry is working hard on is our service. And we're working hard on delivering a series of sort of motivational videos around the state that really try and educate not just people who are already in the tourism industry, but really every single resident of the state about how important it is to welcome every single visitor. So we have an initiative called the Pure Michigan Promise, which is again a motivational video to encourage everyone to welcome all of our visitors and help provide them the very best experience that they can have when they're in the state.
Well, again, always a great story for the state of Michigan, the Michigan tourism industry. We've been talking tourism with Dr. Sarah Nichols. She is a professor at Michigan State University, a tourism researcher whose work is funded in part by our good friends at MSU Ag Bio Research. And a pleasure to have Christian Overland, who is the executive vice president of the Henry Ford. He also serves as the chair of the Michigan Travel Commission. Sarah, Christian, thank you so much for being on Greening the Great Lakes.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Kirk.